This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is big news from Big Pharma today. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline is going to stop paying doctors worldwide for speaking engagements and going to fancy conferences. Also, it's going to stop setting targets for its drug reps, the traveling salesmen that you sometimes run into in the waiting room. The company has been testing a similar approach here since 2011, judging its salesmen on their medical and business knowledge instead of how many drugs they can sell. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at the evolving role of pharma reps in doctors' offices.
Detailmen, sales reps who sell doctors on new drugs. They became a fixture in the mid-20th century when federal laws first started requiring prescriptions for some drugs. Jeremy Green is a medical historian at Johns Hopkins University.
So you have the creation of this prescription-only drug at exactly the time that the American pharmaceutical industry is transforming into innovative patent-protected medicines.
Pharma companies realized doctors' prescription pads were the funnels to drug sales.
And all of this puts an increased emphasis on not just having salesmen, but having a trained detail man, and they were almost all men in the mid-20th century, but have this trained detail man that you could put into the doctor's office.
Green says initially these detail men were nervous about teaching doctors how to do their job. That changed. Drug reps, men and women, became fixtures at doctors' offices. You know, the often attractive folks waiting purposefully in a room of sick people. These days, the job is changing again. Doctors just aren't the funnels to drug sales they once were. Ernst Berndt is a health economics professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management.
Physician autonomy over prescribing has been decreasing over time.
Benefit managers make more of the calls about what drugs you'll get. Now pharma companies have to make their case to health plans, not just doctors. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.